Spiritual power tool number 3, the spiritual thermometer. The spiritual thermometer is the power tool that will help you control your thoughts and manage your emotions. Imagine an image of an old thermometer that goes from the bottom mercury bulb measuring 0 all the way to 10. The markings 1 through 5 indicate being stuck in your emotion, coming from your limited self and ego. The warning signs here are do not make decisions, do not take action. The 7 mark indicates peace of mind. The 8 mark indicates discernment. The 9 is clear thinking, and the 10 measurement is your I am presence. In this area, you're in touch with guidance, ideas, focus. You are in the now moment. You can only contact your intuition and your higher self when you are in a state of clear thinking. It is important to measure the quality of your thoughts before you make any life decisions. You cannot think clearly when you are drowning in emotional drama. You also don't want to pollute new opportunities with old issues. The spiritual thermometer will help diffuse subconscious energy so it won't explode later and cause you future problems. Your fears, doubts, and anger arise for the purpose of being released from your consciousness. You must resolve your negativity so it does not interfere with your decision-making skills. Your clear thinking will give you the confidence to discern the best option. On the spiritual thermometer, 5 is the middle of the scale. It represents an average state of mind. When you sink below the 5, you get into your limited self. You are ensnared in negativity, emotional drama, and chaotic thoughts. Do not take action when you are below the 5. No problems will be solved from that state of consciousness. When you are in the midst of an issue, consider how you register on the spiritual thermometer. For instance, feeling slightly frazzled would be a 4, but thinking your life is a living hell with no hope of change would definitely be a 1. This recognition is a valuable step. Evaluate where you are at and honor that level of emotion. By allowing your present emotional state to be okay, no matter how ravaged you feel, you are on your way to healing. In this way, the spiritual thermometer engages your mind just enough to take a step back and look at the situation with some degree of objectivity. Every problem in life is here to support your soul's evolution. Unless you have a challenge, you will never know your capabilities. Your problems are not awful. They are the most wonderful tools designed to push you forward. Make up your mind as to how long you will be negative about a situation. If you choose an hour, worry all you want for that 60 minutes, then let it go and be open for the solution and the spiritual lesson behind the difficulty. This is how you can work in the best interests of your soul. It is critical to have an arsenal of positive thoughts so you are prepared for these challenging circumstances. Examples of affirmations could be, I have strength to overcome all obstacles, or my soul gives me the courage to resolve this problem. It is also helpful to cultivate spiritually supportive friendships with those who will encourage you to lift your thinking above the 5. Daily meditation is necessary in order to tap into those higher states of consciousness at levels 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You will gradually find yourself calmer in the face of difficulties and more capable of discerning the actions that support your soul's evolution. If you remain stuck in an emotional quagmire and cannot get above the 5, it is time to use your next power tool, the 7 steps for successful life transitions.